Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. We want to mark a very special anniversary with this week's show. It has been 75 years since the attack on Pearl Harbor drove the United States into World War II. This week, we'll talk to some veterans of that war and attend a special ceremony to mark the 75th anniversary of the attack.
I hope to God we don't have to do any more. I just hate to think of what it does to people.
Pearl Harbor, 75 years later, on this week's American Cafe.
This is not a drill. This is not a drill. General quarters. General quarters. All hands man your battle station.
On the morning of December 7, 1941, aircraft of the Imperial Japanese Navy attacked the U.S. Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. 90 minutes after the attack began, it was over. A total of 2,403 Americans, military and civilian, had died, many of them on the battleship Arizona. The attack plunged the United States into World War II. This year marks 75 years since that attack, and as part of the anniversary, a special reading of the names of all those killed at Pearl Harbor was held at the World War II Memorial here in Washington. A driving rainstorm and cold temperatures kept the crowd small, but after the playing of the national anthem, 94-year-old Pearl Harbor survivor and Presbyterian minister Richard Young opened the ceremony with a prayer.
And may this nation, they defended, the United States of America, stand for all and all coming years for justice and peace. In your great name we pray that all who wish to make this prayer their own, say amen. Amen.
Young and his brother were both on board the destroyer USS Warden, anchored at Pearl Harbor during the attack. Richard would serve aboard the ship in the Battle of the Coral Sea, at Midway, and at Guadalcanal. He says the attack seems a distant memory, except in early December.
Oh, it doesn't. It seems like it's long in the past, really. It really seems to fade it out a good deal. All animosity that I've ever felt is gone. And it really does seem like it's about over. Not completely. When December the 7th comes around, I always think about it. And occasionally other times, mostly I don't.
Another World War II veteran at the ceremony was 88-year-old Harry Miller. He joined the Army at age 16 in 1944 and was in the 740th Tank Battalion in the Battle of the Bulge. He says remembering those lost is always difficult.
Whenever I read some of the names of anybody that's killed in the war, it just gets to me. And I have to do this every year at our reunions of my outfit. And we lost 42 guys from my battalion, and it's a painful thing, but it's something that has to be done, you know, it just has to be done.
Josiah Bunting, the chairman of the Friends of the National World War II Memorial Charity, said the country owes a great debt to what is known as the greatest generation.
But let us all be conscious that we have a continuing obligation to assure that their sacrifices will never be forgotten, will always be celebrated. And those 95-year-old survivors, we must remember that 95 years from now, their sacrifice, the sacrifices of their shipmates, will still be remembered and honored and celebrated.
Then Bunting and National Park Service Deputy Superintendent Karen Cucurullo read the first of the more than 2,400 names.
Hubert Charles Titus Aaron, United States Navy. Samuel Adolphus Abercrombie, United States Navy. Jesse Leroy Adams, United States Navy. John Adams, United States Civilian.
Willard Henry Aldridge, United States Navy. Elvis Arthur Alexander, United States Navy. Hugh R. Alexander, United States Navy.
Soon, it was Harry Miller's turn to read his group of names.
Frank Anthony Apria, U.S. Navy. Zoilo Aquino, U.S. Navy. Nancy Masako Arakaki, U.S. Civilian. William Delano Arbuckle.
He made it through without choking up. Among those in line to read names was 23-year-old U.S. Air Force senior airman Clinton Truin of Plentywood, Montana. He says he hopes to say thank you to those who fought World War II and that the country will learn from what they had to go through.
Take the time to pay respects and honor those that might not have died that day, but they were there and they went through it. And take a second to listen to their stories and understand what exactly happened back then so that we can hopefully keep it from happening again so we don't ever have to go through that type of tribulations again in our country.
Holly Rotondi is the executive director of the Friends of the National World War II Memorial. She says that of the 16 million Americans who served in the Second World War, only about 700,000 remain. And that's why she wants to honor those men and women while she can.
You know, we're losing them at such a, you know, quick rate. 16 million served overseas. 16 million Americans served in the U.S. Armed Forces during World War II. Less than 700,000 are still with us. We lose them about 400 a day. So if not now, when?
For veteran Harry Miller, who would serve in Korea and Vietnam before ending his military career, his hope is a simple one.
God, I hope they remember and don't let it happen again. Of course, we were forced into it. By the same token, I hope to God we don't have to do any more. I just hate to think of what it does to people.
According to the World War II Museum, more than 15 million military and 45 million civilians died in World War II. More than 400,000 Americans were killed in action, the second highest total in the nation's history. Only the American Civil War was more costly. We'd love to hear your comments on our show. If you want to comment, visit our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. You can also find previous editions of our show on our main webpage, voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd.